This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the need for 100% delivery of government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism. Highlighting his vision of Viksit Bharat in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath, Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems, including water, toilets and electricity, to be resolved by 2047.
और मैं भी दिल्ली को समझने की कोशिश कर रहा था पहले और दूसरे टर्म में मैं बीते हुए कल के संदर्भ में सोचता तीसरे टर्म में मेरी सोच का दायरा बदल चुका है मेरा हौसला ज्यादा बुलंद हो चुका मेरे सपनों का विस्तार हो चुका है मेरे अरमान बढ़ते चले जा रहे हैं कहने का तात्पर्य है कि मुझे 2047 विकसित भारत मतलब कि भाषण नहीं है जी टॉयलेट 100% हो जाना चाहिए बिजली 100% होनी चाहिए नल से जल 100% हो जाना चाहिए सामान्य मानवी को 100% डिलीवरी होनी चाहिए
Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, but he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player, and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. Highlighting the importance of social media in today's world, Mr. Modi said that it is an important tool in a democracy and can empower democracy. President Draupadi Murmu today said the Indian diaspora represents the true picture of India to the global community. President Murmu said the Indian diaspora has excelled in all fields, including medicine and technology. The president was addressing the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention this afternoon at the Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The president also conferred the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman on distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields before her address. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that the government is taking transformative policy reforms to create a robust defence industrial ecosystem with a strong focus on self-reliance and fostering technological collaborations. Speaking at the Ambassadors' Roundtable in New Delhi ahead of Aero India 2025, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlighted the nation's advancements in the defence and aerospace sectors, emphasising the successful development of niche and cutting-edge technologies. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, launched the Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that Kumbhvani will not only reach new heights of popularity, but also extend the spirit of Mahakumbh to remote villages where many people, despite their desire, cannot physically attend the event. He said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhvani. Yogi Adityanath said Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity. Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister on the occasion. ISRO Chairman S. Somnath has said that the date for space docking will be decided in a few days from now. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he said that the satellites are safe and the launch date will be decided soon. He informed that NAVIC will be the 100th satellite launch by ISRO, scheduled by the end of January. Tune into 100.1 Akashvani Gold at 9:15 tonight to listen to this exclusive broadcast. India cruised to a 6-wicket victory over Ireland in the opening match of the 3-match Women's One Day International Series at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium, Rajkot, today. Chasing a target of 239, India reached the mark in just 34.3 overs, powered by standout performances from Pratika Rawal and Tejal Hasnabis. Rawal smashed 89 runs, while Hasan Bernice remained unbeaten with a steady 53. And that is the end of this news bulletin.